Thanks for joining us online today. You're about to hear a message from Family Church. Now, if this ministry has touched your life or changed it in any way, we would love to hear your story. Please email it to us at changedlife@familychurch.tv. Now, don't forget to follow us on Twitter or Instagram, or go to Facebook and like our page. You can also head to YouTube and click that subscribe button. Thanks again for joining us today, and we hope this message blesses you in some way.
I thought of a good way to begin today. The message would be for each and every one of you to declare your dependency on Jesus Christ. Declaring your dependency on Jesus Christ. If you're here today and you want to do that, I want you, let's close our eyes just to make this more personal. Man, if you're here today and you want to declare your dependency on Jesus Christ, I didn't say get saved. We might do that later, but I mean, just you're a Christian, you're saved, and you want to declare your dependency on Jesus Christ with your head bowed, your eyes closed, just slip a hand of surrender up to the Lord and say this. Say, Lord, this morning, right now, I declare my dependency on Jesus Christ. I connect with him right now. In his name I pray. Amen. 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 2018, the Lord put it in our hearts that we would experience a rebound. Man, if you feel like there's been some type of decline or a little bit of loss in any way, come on, keep your faith in that word from the Lord that you are going to rebound in 2018, and you're going to come back better than ever. You know, when somebody says amen, now come on, I have been to churches, in fact, I told the story last week, didn't I, where I was watching a message online, and the preacher got all excited, and he got all fired up, and he said, if you're bored in this place, say amen, and about half the place said amen. Come on, how many know that's just become a tradition to those people that aren't really listening, engaging, they're just saying amen. But come on, there's also a saying amen that basically back in the day when they would gather at the tabernacle, when they would say amen, what they were saying was basically, may the substance of what was just read or said, I make it my own. Come on, if you believe 2018 is going to be your rebound, if the substance of what was just said, if you want to make that your own, say amen. 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 Come on, rebound. Rebounding. We're rebounding. Our church is endeavoring to have the perfect balance. Come on, the churches that are in the middle of what God is doing in the last days would have an incredible balance of the Word and the Spirit. Come on, if you want that balance in your life, say amen. 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 The Word and the Spirit. The preaching and the teaching of God's Word is going to be the catalyst that's going to take us forward. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. If you believe that, then you should be real excited about the message today, because what's preached, what's taught, what's shared is the catalyst that's leading our church forward, that's leading your family forward, that's leading your business forward. I'm so excited about all that. I believe that. Last week, I shared a message called Another From the Father, was the message that I preached last week. If you were gone last week, man, I'd highly encourage you to go back and watch that message. If you were here, you know that we communicated how in John 3:16, God the Father so loved the world that he sent God the Son, the second person of the Trinity. He sent Jesus down here to be the solution. Everybody say solution. He sent Jesus down here to be the solution to the sin problem. And then once God the Son came down to earth and became the solution to the sin problem, at the end of his days here on earth, God the Son, Jesus Christ, said in John 14:16 that God the Father is going to send another solution. You see, the first time he sent the second one of the Trinity, God the Son, now he was going to send God the Holy Spirit. And so last week we preached a message called Another from the Father, and that another was the Holy Spirit. If you're taking notes today, let's call today's message Another Solution. I said last week that we are going to wear out two passages of Scripture, 1 Corinthians 2 and John 14. So let's go to John 14:12. John 14:12. God the Son, Jesus Christ, speaking here, he said, most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, if you believe in Jesus, say amen. Amen. Come on, we declared our dependency on him today. If you believe in Jesus, come on. He who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works. Come on, if you believe in Jesus Christ, and you said, I do, I declare my dependency on Jesus Christ, then you know what? We are to walk in greater works. Everybody say greater works. Greater works. Say this, say, I have been called as a believer in Jesus Christ to greater works. Amen. That's what we have been called to. That's what Jesus said. But folks, we have not been seeing the greater works. Churches have not been seeing the greater works for whatever reason. We've been talking about that last week. We're going to talk a little bit more about it this week. What a lot of people are seeing right now is what I want to call satanic distractions. I mean, I almost wish we could just spell that out for you. Satanic distractions. Folks, our nation is under attack. It is divided like never before. Racially, politically, generationally. Come on, what do you, young people today, those millennials, and the millennials, all those old people just don't get it. Our nation is divided racially, politically, generationally. Come on, that's a satanic distractions. Our town has been hit with tragedy. It's been hit with fires. Joe Seaman, sitting right down here in the third row, was directly involved in the fire that took the lives of those children recently. We've seen fires. We've seen suicides. We've seen murders. Folks, our town, our nation is under attack. Our town is under attack with these satanic distractions. Churches are under attack. Our church specifically has seen some premature deaths. Besides our church, me in my life, I've had some very near, very dear friends dying prematurely. And it seems like cancer seems to kind of be the big thing. The church, our church is under attack. Families are so busy that it's scattering them and it's scattering their kids. And folks, it's taking its toll on marriages. Satan knows what he's doing. Satanic distractions. If he can divide, if he can divide us from church, he can begin to get in and divide husbands and wives and kids. So many satanic distractions. Jesus said in verse number 12, he said, I say to you this day, the same works, he who believes, the same works that I did, you will see an even greater. Come on, I don't want us to succumb to satanic distractions. I want us to see the greater works. Somewhere there's like a disconnect. And I said, we are going to wear out John 14, and we are going to wear out 1 Corinthians 2. And we're going to go back to the moment where Jesus said, you have been called to greater works. And we're going to trace it all the way to the day that we are living. And we're going to see what needs adjusted. And we are going to see what needs corrected. If you want adjusted, if you want corrected, so you can see the greater works, say amen. Amen. Come on, I want that. 1 Corinthians 2:4. 1 Corinthians 2:4. It says, if we can put that up there, 1 Corinthians 2:4. Please. Thank you. Good job back there. 2:4, yep. Paul talking to this church, the church at Corinth, that they too were called to these greater works. Everybody say greater works. Paul, talking to this church at Corinth, said, my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and in demonstration of power. That's greater works. Verse number 5. Verse number 5 says that your faith would not stand or should not be in the wisdom of men, but it would be in the power of God. I love that. Paul's like, I don't want your faith to be in my eloquence. I don't want your faith to be in my creative, cute, funny preaching styles or method. He's like, I want my preaching to bring on these greater works. You know, I was thinking about this week. You know, a lot of times we come to church and, you know, we say it's going to be all right. Yes, it is going to be all right. But I thought, you know what? We've got to quit just preaching it's going to be all right. And we've got to begin exposing people to the solution. Everybody say the solution. Come on, the title of today's message is Another Solution. Verse number 7, 1 Corinthians 2, 7. Here's where the challenge, here's where the struggle is. Paul said, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. It's his hidden wisdom. I said last week, and I think it bears repeating, this creates a problem with a lot of people. That what is going to bring about the greater works, the power, the demonstration that we're looking for, the challenge is that Paul said it's a mystery. We said last week that what does it mean that it's a mystery? It's not always easy to see, or it's hidden to the casual observer. The people, you know, back in the day, you know, when everybody dressed up for church all the time, the men might have the suit, and they would only put the suit on for Christmas, for funerals, and for Easters. If your exposure to God and His Word is Christmas, Easter, and funerals, it's going to stay an unsolved mystery to you. It's not for the casual observer. Something's got to give. If your commitment level to God is like, well, I come once every 5 or 6 weeks, the casual observer is not going to get it. The casual observer is not going to see it. And consequently, because they don't, they're just a casual observer, all of a sudden it's going to go from where it once was a relationship, now it's just gotten into religion. Outward traditions without an inward relationship. I'll take it a step farther. You that come every week, if your relationship with God and your exposure to His Word is only happening on Sunday mornings, then you're not going to get this mystery. Now, come on, I'm not condemning you. I'm so glad that you're here today. But my goal is not just that attendance would pick up. My goal is the greater works. I want the greater works. I want the greater works. I want to see the solution. 1 Corinthians 2:9. Come on, with all of these satanic distractions, it's caused people to pull back. And here is ultimately what people are missing out on. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of a man the things which God has prepared for those that love Him. Come on, every person that comes to church on Christmas, Easter, and funerals, every one of those persons that comes once every 6 weeks, every person that comes once a week but doesn't maybe have much of a relationship outside of that, come on, is there anybody in here that would say, I don't want that? Come on, if you're in here and you want what eye has not seen, if you want what ear has not heard, if you want what hasn't even entered into the heart of a man, the good things which God has prepared for those that love Him, say amen. Come on, amen. Man, that's good things. It's the abundant life. It's the greater works. It's so much. How are we going to get what eyes not seen, what ears not heard? How are we going to walk in the greater works? Let's just keep reading. Verse number 10. God has revealed them what eyes not seen, what ears not heard, what's not even entered into our heart. God has revealed those things to us through His Holy Spirit, through the third person of the Trinity. Wow. Wow. His Spirit. Come on, at one time, the solution that the world needed was that God the Father would send God the Son because He so loved the world, John 3:16. But now that God had sent Him, then there was a day that if ever the church was going to do the same works that Jesus did, and even greater works, if the people were ever going to walk in that, they had to be equipped with the same power that God the Son was equipped with. So that's where we get this another solution. Jesus was the first solution, but now this other solution is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will unlock. Let's go back to verse number 10, 1 Corinthians 2:10. The Spirit will unlock what the last phrase says, the deep things of God. And yesterday I was out here at church all by myself. How many saw my picture that I took right over there, kind of behind Aaron and Noel? I took the picture. How many saw the picture I put on Twitter? I was out here praying, and I prayed at the altar. Come on, at the altar, your life can get altered. I prayed from the pulpit where God's word rests. I prayed at the front door. Come on, Jesus is the door. But come on, if I invited you over to my house and I said, come over, and I didn't let you past the door. Come on, I prayed at the door and I said, Jesus is the door, but may people come beyond just Jesus. May they come in here to the altar to experience the word that rests on the pulpit. I prayed in the nurseries. I prayed for the kids' church. I went back and I prayed for the Rise Up. Come on. God, the Holy Spirit, is the solution. And I want us to go beyond the door into those deeper things. Yesterday, I looked up deeper things. And it was confirmed that deeper things means deeper things. I couldn't get cute. I couldn't get fancy. Deeper things just simply means deeper things. Those deeper things are going to be the solution to satanic distractions. The deeper things. Amen. Verse number 12, 1 Corinthians 2:12. Now we have received not the spirit of this world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things. God wants you to know the things. It says that we might know the things. Guess what? We might know them and we might not. But the thing is, it's not religion. Religion would say, well, maybe God wants you to experience that, or maybe God doesn't want you to experience that. No, that's not the might. The might is you might stick around long enough. You might seek and you might search long enough until God, through His Holy Spirit, provides the solution to the mystery that is hidden. Come on, God wants you to know it. God wants you to know it. You know what? The things that have been freely given by God. You know what? These things, they're free, but they'll also cost you a lot of things. It'll cost you everything. It's free, but it'll cost you. It's free, but it'll cost you. Verse number 14. Verse 14. It says, the natural man does not receive the things of the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. The natural man doesn't get it. Things of the Spirit. Oh, that's just all foolish. They have to be spiritually discerned. Who remembers the message last month? instincts, dimensions, and visitation. Come on, you have to spiritually discern these things. You have to have the spiritual instincts to sense that there's dimensions beyond what you have experienced. Ephesians calls it breadth and width and depth and height. And 1 Corinthians calls it what eyes not seen, what ears not heard, what hasn't even entered into your heart. Amen. Wow. These things are not going to be released and realized by the casual observer. Wow. Whew. Let's go back to John 14, 1. And let's just keep letting Jesus, let's go back. Where Jesus said, same works I do and greater works. Let's go back to John 14, 1. John 14, 1 and 2. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. As if it were not so, I would have told you so. Now here's the hard one. I am going to prepare a place. I go. I'm leaving, Jesus said. Jesus was the solution that God sent, and now the solution was leaving. And oh my goodness, shock. Wow, what are we going to do here? Jesus was preparing his disciples for his departure. It was so hard for them because God so loved the world and sent him that he became the solution to the problem. He was the first solution. Yet Jesus knew from spending time in the wilderness, from spending time, will you not tarry an hour? Jesus knew from spending time that if what was in him was ever going to get in them, he had to leave. They didn't understand it, but he did. He had that experience when he came out of the water. The Holy Spirit descended upon him, and now all of a sudden he is empowered. He's equipped. Come on, the only way that the people were ever going to be equipped was if first Jesus, the door, came and died on the cross for their sins. I get impatient sometimes. I want stuff and I want it now. One of the biggest mistakes I've made in leading this church is when I want to do something, we just do it. And all the staff say amen, but they want to say amen. It's a good thing I wasn't God, because I'd be like, okay, the end result is the people got to be empowered, so let's just send the Holy Spirit to them. But you know what? They were sinners. And the holiness of the God through the Holy Spirit would have just, it would have been like Old Testament going past the Holy of Holies, priests just dying in the presence of God because they were sinners. If they didn't do it right, they died. But God said, nope, this is how we're going to do this thing. Wow. Jesus knew that if they were ever going to be empowered, this is how it had to go down. Wow. They were understandably shaken because Jesus was their solution. Go to John 14. We already looked at verse number 12. Go to verse 12 again. Sorry. Go to verse 12. Let's read it one more time. Most assuredly, I say to you, the works that he who believes in me, the works that I do, you will do also in greater works than these. Okay, go down to verse 16. Go to verse 16. And I will pray to the Father. Come on. God the Son praying to God the Father that God would send God the Holy Spirit. Come on, that's the Trinity. In the original, it's the word Elohim. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. I will pray to the Father and he will give you another. Title of last week's message, Another from the Father. Title of this week's message, Another Solution. That word, helper. You look at that, you study that out. In the original, it would be the word, in the Hebrew, in the Greek, it would be the word. Now, I'm going to say parakletos because that's what I always heard it, how you said it. It doesn't matter how you say it. Robert Morris says it another way, and he is a lot smarter than Pastor Matt. How many remember Robert Morris's teaching on the Holy Spirit? Remember that? How did he pronounce that? Does anybody remember? It wasn't parakletos, but it was something like that. That word parakletos in John 14:16 that was translated helper. The King James translated it comforter. It's the word parakletos. And I believe we have a picture of what that is. Here's what parakletos means. Jesus says, I got to go away. And when I go away, I will send you another parakletos is what it would be in the original. They translated it helper. But this parakletos is the comforter. The helper, the standby, the intercessor, the advocate, the strengthener, the counselor. To translate it, helper, like they did in the New King James, or to translate it comforter in the Old King James, is not inaccurate. It's just not, there's more to it. The best example, I've been given this example for 20 years. To only call the Holy Spirit the helper or the comforter would be like only calling Matt pastor. Am I a pastor? Yeah. But I'm a lot more than just a pastor. I'm a husband. I'm a son. I'm a father. I'm an uncle. I'm a cousin. So to just say that I'm a pastor, that's not wrong, but I'm so much more than just a pastor. To call the Holy Spirit the helper, that's not wrong, but he is so much more than just a helper. He's the comforter. He's the helper. He's a standby. He's the intercessor. He's the advocate, the strengthener, the counselor. Amen. It hit me this week. We were visiting Amy's parents. It hit me this week, and I'll tell you exactly where I was. I was at a Starbucks on 57th and Western in Sioux Falls. And it's like, it just hit me. Jesus, according to John 3:16, was the original solution. Man, I could almost, if I would translate the Bible, I might translate parakletos as solution. That just covers it all, doesn't it? That's the helper, that's the standby, that's the intercessor, that's the solution. Jesus was the original solution, and Jesus came so that he would be the solution to that sin problem, but he was just the door. Beyond the door, there's the Holy Spirit, and he was not just another solution. But he was the final solution. John 14, 16 says that that Holy Spirit, the Paracletos, the solution, when he comes, John 14, 16 says, he will abide with you forever. Now, some denominations taught that the Holy Spirit would be taken away after the first generation or two. Well, the Holy Spirit has passed away. The ministry of the Holy Spirit has passed away. That's what we grew up. That's what they taught us growing up. Folks, the Holy Spirit hasn't passed away. The Bible says the Holy Spirit's going to be poured out in the last days, not taken away in the last days. Man, if you want to be Bible, say amen. Man, I do too. I want to be Bible. John 14, 17 calls him the Spirit. Verse 17, please. The Spirit of truth. If you resist the Spirit of truth, if the Spirit of truth passes away, you're going to be led into error. Verse number 17, come on, the difference between Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Here it is. It says, you know him, for he's going to dwell with you and he will be in you. Jesus, that's the difference between the Holy Spirit. That's why it's better for you that Jesus go away, because Jesus was with them, but the Holy Spirit would dwell in them. Amen. Verse number 18. It says, I will not leave you an orphan. Come on, we grew up being taught that, well, the Holy Spirit, the ministry passed away. Well, I guess we're orphans then. I will not leave you as orphans. I will not leave you paracletosless. I will not leave you without the solution. I will come to you. Verse number 25. Verse number 25. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you. Verse 26. But the Paracletos, the solution, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring things to your remembrance that I said to you. I think we have another slide. Last one. Folks, did you know that Elohim, what's Elohim? The Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Did you know that God the Father is omniscient? What does it mean to be omniscient? Say it. What does it mean to be omnipotent? What does it mean to be omnipresent? Did you know that God the Father, the first person of the Trinity, is omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent? But did you know that the third person of the Trinity, God the Holy Spirit, he is also omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent? Amen. Jesus was the original solution. Amy, if you want to come up. But he was just the door. He was just paving the way so that the another solution, the next solution could come. And the greater works could be performed. I want to close today with this emphasis. That this, not just another solution, but the final solution, the final answer. He was going to fix all, Come on, do you want to know what the solution is to the satanic distractions? God, the Holy Spirit's the solution, the final solution. Amen. When we will get full of Jesus Christ, and when we will get full of the Holy Spirit, it'll become the solution to these satanic distractions. Just stand up on your feet if you would right now. We're going to stop right there. And we're going to pick up next week, probably in verse number 26. I want you to think about those satanic distractions. Our nations under attack, divided racially, politically, generationally. Our town has been hit with tragedy. The church, they're under attack. Our churches, we've seen premature deaths. Churches, families, so busy. So busy. Chasing maybe good things. But you got to be so careful if you're going to do that. That it's not, doesn't become something where you can be divided a little bit. From the church, from Jesus, from where you're called. And then once you're divided, once you and your family get out there on your own, then all of a sudden the enemy's going to try to come between. He's going to divide your family from the rest of the fold. Then he's going to try to divide your family, going to try to divide husbands and wives. That's what wolves do. But come on. The Holy Spirit's the solution. We're going to worship just a moment today. And as we worship, we're inviting the Holy Spirit, the Paracletos, the Comforter, the Helper, the Standby, the Intercessor, the Advocate, the Strengthener, the Counselor, the Solution, who's omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. We're inviting Him into our lives. And He's going to equip it. He's going to enable us to overcome the satanic distractions. And folks, that's how our nation is going to get put back together. It's one person at a time. It's one family at a time. It's one church at a time. It's one city at a time. I dare to believe that God could do something through you, through your family, through this church. And if you want that, I want you to welcome the Paracletos. I want you to welcome the solution, the omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient one.